Concours ECOCOM 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 17. Obesity fears prompt Kraft to stop targeting children with junk food ads. Kraft Foods has promised to stop marketing junk food directly at children, as the US government announced new health guidelines aimed at lowering consumption of salt and sugar. The voluntary response by one of the world's largest food producers will include the phasing out of advertising of products such as Oreo biscuits and sugary Kool-Aid drinks aimed at children under 12. Instead, Kraft plans to introduce new products and labelling for reduced sugar cereals and lower fat cheeses. This will start in the US from April and extend internationally, but the biggest impact on advertising will be in North America. Similar labelling initiatives have been announced by PepsiCo, while McDonald's and Coca-Cola have launched salad ranges and low-sugar drinks. But Kraft's policy on marketing is one of the most ambitious so far. It should address a large weakness in government attempts to reduce obesity in the US, which are dwarfed by the advertising and lobbying budgets of food producers. Tommy Thompson, US Health Secretary, said, "The more we talk about it, the more the food industry is standing up and taking action. They are very attuned to the changes going on across America." Lance Friedman, Kraft's Senior Vice President for Global Health and Wellness, said, "We're working on ways to encourage both adults and children to eat wisely by selecting more nutritionally balanced diets. We believe that these initiatives are a step in the right direction." Michael Peters, chairman of Identica, a brand identity consultancy in London, said he would expect other food and drink makers to follow Kraft's lead. "A lot of people are saying that if they don't adapt to this situation, it is likely their share price will be smashed," he said. "This issue has been waiting to explode for a long time. A lot of manufacturers have been slow in recognising the need to do it." The US government stopped short of imposing similar controls on other companies, saying it would infringe freedom of speech. The Advertising Association of Advertising Agencies also said it hoped the government would allow companies to respond voluntarily, as Kraft did, to consumer demands for limits on advertising. The group said such decisions should never be taken as a matter of government regulation. The US government focused yesterday on updating dietary recommendations further to emphasise the need to reduce calorie intake, particularly of sugars and other refined carbohydrates. The summary recommendations, which will be used in a replacement for the healthy eating advice diagrams in the shape of a pyramid, contain less radical changes than some expected. Fin du texte numéro 17.